Joining me right now from Indianapolis is Kerwin Olson, who is belongs to an advocacy group, an environmental and consumer watchdog group in Indianapolis. And he is has a considerable concerns about Indianapolis's contract with Veolia. So, Kerwin, you want to tell us a little bit about the difficulties your city has experienced with Veolia?
Well, we have seen what we believe to be gross mismanagement of our water resources. Part of the problem, of course, is a 14% profit margin embedded in the contract with Veolia, guaranteeing that that rate of return, regardless of what kind of service they provide to the public. We're especially disturbed by the fact that it's a 14% rate of return on publicly held, taxpayer-owned assets. And water resources should be delivered to consumers at the least cost possible, and we shouldn't be embedding profit margins in for private corporations in this type of setting. We've had concerns with water quality, water concerns. Veolia was subpoenaed not too long ago with some water quality issues here in our state, and we've had difficulty with some transparency issues, and feel that there have been some manipulation by the water board here in Indianapolis and Veolia to shut out public voices in the public complaint process. And we have experienced a 35% rate increase earlier this year, and now they're back before state regulators asking for another 40% rate increase less than 6 months after a previous rate increase. And this, of course, is in addition to some folks predicting anywhere from 100 to 200% rate increases within the next 10 years, primarily due to the mismanagement of our water system here in our city.
Now, when did Indianapolis sign this contract, and how long was the term?
I believe we signed the contract back in, I believe, April or May of 2002. So this contract now is going on, it's eighth or ninth year. However, currently, the city is trying to get out of that management contract and turn over the operation of the waterworks system to a not-for-profit group. So, the city is actively seeking cancellation of the current management contract with Veolia.
So there are problems with rate increases, and there are problems with the fact that they've got, 14% locked-in profits. Is there any other concerns that you've raised with regard to this, about this deal?
Well, we just have concerns with we feel the water system here in Indianapolis has been under serious neglect for decades now, even previously before Veolia had entered into these contracts. But by entering into these contracts back in 2002, we were promised here was a corporation that was well-skilled, well-versed, and had all the resources necessary and management team in place to operate the city's water efficiently, provide clean water, provide least-cost resource to ratepayers, and everything was going to be fine and dandy. And what we're left with 8 years later is spiraling costs to water ratepayers and a system in utter and complete disrepair.
Now, what exactly is Veolia doing in this system, which provides water? It's a P3, effectively, correct?
I'm sorry?
Is this what they call a public-private partnership in which...
That's correct. Yeah, it's a management contract with the city of Indianapolis. Currently, the city of Indianapolis, owns the assets. Veolia doesn't own the assets, but they are under a management contract to have complete control and management of that system by themselves. They do. They are regulated by the State Utility Regulatory Commission and do have to go before state regulators to have rate increases approved, but they're pretty much on their own in terms of running the water system.
There was a boil water alert at one point, I seem to recall.
That's correct. Yeah, we've had boil water alerts. We've had smell alerts. Just earlier this month, or last month, rather, there were concerns about the safety of the water supply, and there's been plenty of concerns, smells raised by the public and by the mayor's office as well about the city's water.
Yeah, and what Could you maybe just expand a little bit? I think that the issue of public oversight of this contract is a critical one. What are some of the major concerns that you've seen and witnessed with regard to the ability of the public to properly oversee that things are going by hoyle?
Well, it's just been highly irregular in the operation of this system, and we felt that concerns raised by the public, that voices have not been listened to, that in some regards the city waterworks board has been complicit along with Veolia in suppressing and concealing some of these issues to the public. So it's been very difficult to obtain information and to obtain answers to questions.
Now, in dollars and cents, how much has the city lost as a result of going with Veolia?
In dollars and cents? Well, that's tough to say. I believe the Veolia contract is close to a $2 billion contract, and the city, what we've paid out to Veolia to manage these systems, virtually the city waterworks department basically has a net value of zero. It's being transferred, or they want to transfer the water company to the owners or the management of a not-for-profit here in Indianapolis called Citizens Energy Group, and it's basically a trade. They're basically assuming all of the debt, and the city taxpayers here in Indianapolis are receiving nothing of any value. So we've gone from having a water system that was worth some value back in 2002 to having a water system that's in disrepair and billions of dollars in debt.
That was Kerwin Olson from Indianapolis.